This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I find myself in a preacher's dilemma this morning. I know that the gospel lesson today, the temptations of Jesus, is a cornerstone of the first Sunday of Lent. It is prescribed, we listen to it, it takes precedence. It sets a course for us. It presents the temptations that Jesus encountered. It gives us categories to think about. And then it gives us a guidance for us as we enter into the season of Lent. And we begin to think about our own temptation and our own sin. And those categories are helpful. That story is compelling. And yet for some reason I find myself fascinated by one of the other texts. Mostly, why is it here? I was very interested in the Old Testament lesson that we just heard read out of Deuteronomy. If you were listening to it carefully, it was about the offering of first fruits and how they were supposed to give the first fruits back to the Lord. One would expect us to hear that in, I don't know, September, October. You know, when Eric has us thinking carefully about how we are being invited to give back to the Lord. And yet here it shows up on the first Sunday of Lent. Why? It's an interesting, I think there is a connection between what's happening there and what we do this morning. So let's think about that passage again. There's a Bible near you in front, or you can look it up. It's Deuteronomy 26, the first few verses of that chapter. It is an instruction. It is a rubric. It is very clear outline of a worship service. Do these things in this order. It says that the Lord said to the Hebrew people, once you are in the land of promise and you harvest your first harvest after you have made it there and have made your home safely there, take a portion of the fruit, the best portion, place it in a basket, a very clear instruction. Bring it to the temple. Give it to the priest. As you give it to the priest, say these words. Then as the priest takes that basket and in turn and places it on the altar of the Lord, say these words. And then bow down before the Lord. Now one would think a preacher today might be compelled to take an opportunity to remind you of the conversation that we had at the annual parish meeting about how our operating budget is a little short for 2025 and how we may experience a quarter mil shortfall on the income from the garage in 25. But it's the first Sunday of Lent, so I'm not going to do that. One might think a preacher might then tell you happily that since that time we talked in the annual parish meeting, a dozen of you have increased your pledge, increased your giving to the work of the church here at St. David's. And say that he was very proud of that. But it's the first Sunday of Lent, so I'm not going to do that. Preacher might also be compelled to say that another dozen of new people, new pledges that we've never had before, have been made to St. David's since that time. And how exciting that is. Or they might be compelled to say, for those of us who have not responded in either of those ways, you might want to get on it. But it's the first Sunday of Lent, so we're not going to go there. Instead, I want us to focus on this ritual, this very specific instruction. Do this, harvest, put a portion in the basket, bring it to the altar, say these words, give it to the priest, and as he puts it on the altar, say these words, bow down before the Lord. Very clear instruction of how the Hebrew people are invited to respond to God's generosity, because the words that they are invited to say are remembrances. We remember when we were a wandering Aramean. We remember when we made our way into the land of Egypt. We remember when it was going well, and we remember when we became slaves. We remember when God delivered us from slavery, when God sustained us in the wilderness, when God brought us to this land. This ritual, this step-by-step instruction, is designed to open up the hearts of the Hebrew people to be people of gratitude, to be people who see the bounty of their work and of their hands as a gift from God and know that they have nothing that did not come from God, and then to generously offer it back to the Lord. This to me feels very much, actually, like the liturgy in which we are participating right this minute. The first Sunday of Lent, it is prescribed for us by the prayer book. Do this. Start with the Great Litany, which we just participated in, or the Litany of Penitence, which we will use every Sunday for the rest of Lent. Do it this way. Say these words. And as you were kneeling or standing and praying that litany, you noticed how long it was, how many words there were, how very specific it was, listing out over and over the various spots in our lives where we tend to go astray, and inviting us into a season of exploration, of contemplation, saying, how might I prepare my heart? And so the rest of the Sundays of Lent will do the same thing. We will have very clear instructions about what we are to do to make our way to Palm Sunday, and then very clear instructions about how to recognize Palm Sunday, how to observe Maundy Thursday, and how to enter into the tomb with Jesus on Good Friday. Very clear instructions, taking us along the way. For what? Why are we doing this? Let's go back to the Deuteronomy passage. Why? Why did the Lord suggest that after the harvest, they take a portion of it, put it in a basket, and offer it back to the Lord? Is this because the Lord of the universe, the creator of all that is, needs a small basket of grain? Of course not. It is to open up the hearts of the people. Why are we asked to do this strong litany and then invite you to a whole season where you are reflecting on the things that separate you from God and one another? Is it because God is angry with you and is turned away? And if we just do the right things, God's anger will be appeased. And maybe God will show favor. Surely the creator of the universe is not that. So then why? It is to open our hearts to receive the love of God through this journey to the cross. And to receive the love of God as we step from Good Friday into the resurrection of Jesus. And then what? Back to Deuteronomy. The very last sentence, I don't know if you heard it, but it's this very specific ritual that we're bringing, that they're bringing their best things, they're putting it on the altar of the Lord. You bow down before the Lord. When everyone is finished, everyone has bowed down, it says, have a banquet. Have a party. You and the Levites and the alien in your land, everybody. Because why? Because now there's enough for everybody. Because everyone has brought their very best and put it on the altar of the Lord. See what it did? It cracks open the Hebrew people to be generous. And the beneficiaries of that bounty are the Hebrew people themselves and all the world around them. So then for what? Here. We walk the walk of Lent. We do this litany. We take on our disciplines. We do this profound self-examination in order for us to be prepared to enter the tomb with Jesus and then watch as God rolls the stone away and defeats the power of sin and death to separate us from God. a banquet, a feast. It changes us into people who see the hand of work in the world, hand of God in the work around us. It changes us into people who have examined ourselves and who see God's grace among us. We do this together in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.